together with Tribhuvanath opening a temple in Manchester. Anyway, Janakiraj worked with Tribhuvanath a lot in the early days. He joined in 1971. And as he's not here, I'd like to read out this letter. Dearest Tribhuvanath Prabhu, please accept my most humble obeisances at your lotus feet. All glories to our spiritual master and father, Srila Prabhupada. You were among the very first disciples of His Divine Grace in the UK. You were never assuming, yet bore an indescribable, unique, and charismatic countenance. You have left me. You were always my elder godbrother, and I shall always be indebted to you for your guidance and example in being a Vaishnava. I remember as a new devotee, I was sent to Edinburgh. I had never been outside Wales until I joined the temple and moved to London. There I met persons like Bhumadev, Jai Hari, and Dhananjaya. There was lots of talk of a dynamic devotee running the Edinburgh temple. I was in a car on my second day in Edinburgh and had not as yet met the temple president, Tribhuvanath, who was always busy with some project. As we rounded a roundabout, someone said, "There's Tribhuvanath!" I looked to see a bald-headed person clothed in saffron robes tearing around the corner on a motorbike with attached sidecar. I should mention that Tribhuvanath's motorbike and sidecar was... This was his great discovery, for in those days we used to finance the temples partly by selling incense. And he found that he could, you know, pack the sidecar full. Somebody must have given it to him. Somebody else will know the story, I'm sure, who was there. So he used to pack the sidecar with incense. This is 1971 from the Edinburgh Temple. And then go off and sell incense all day. Sometimes he could be gone, I gather, for more than a day. He'd be gone for like two days or 3 days. Until he'd sold all the incense, and then he'd return again with some money. And I asked him once, I said, "Tribhuvanath, how can you do that? You know, I mean, you spend all day just on your own, you know, crisscrossing the country. How do you maintain your sort of Krishna consciousness?" Because he always was so Krishna conscious. So he said, "It was very simple." He said, "If I have an undisturbed morning program, and I can chant all my rounds, then I go out. But if, as sometimes happens, if you're a temple president, I get distracted and things don't really work out, then I don't go." And I think that epitomizes how practical Tribhuvanath was. He was full of practical wisdom of that sort. Janakiraj continues, "When I later met you, I was impressed by your energy. It appeared that you single-handedly did almost everything. You were happy and extremely friendly, and dealt with everyone with great kindness and intelligence. You were always most patient, that I would discover when you later became my temple president in Manchester." I was very lucky that in 72, Tribhuvanath and I went together up to Manchester, and he was my temple president as well at the same time. "I remember one day a couple of skinheads approached us, and one of them kicked the drum as he played it, leading us on Harinam with an intensity that shook the earth. You had a unique pronunciation of the mantra, especially the words Hare, which I always thought you pronounced Hadi. Your kirtans were always ecstatic. After this instant, you confided in me that you were a bit afraid when he broke the mridanga. I thought, what honesty. Another of the unlimited ways in which you inspired me. I remember you smiling. I think you were always smiling. You once told me that I was your expansion in the mode of ignorance. I was a bit hurt, but I guess if the shoe fits. I would watch you on Sankirtan, always smiling. You weren't the biggest collector, but everyone who met you collected a bit of Krishna and left smiling themselves. We would come down for Mangal Aarti and find you asleep, sitting cross-legged, hand in bead bag in the temple room. I wonder if you ever slept horizontally. I saw your presentation of the philosophy was always most shastric and insightful. You echoed and amplified the conviction we were all developing as fledglings on the golden road of bhakti. It must have been about 2 years ago that I last had your personal association. We were both at a festival in the UK, and I was thrilled to get your association again after many years. You as a saffron-clad devotee, and myself as one of the throng trying to have a good time. I remember there was a boy sitting next to us, somewhat the worse for substance abuse. You spoke to him, and his reply gave no indication that he had any grasp on reality whatsoever. I remember your compassionate concern, yet your great humor at the situation. I remember thinking how little you had changed, how friendly, how intelligent, and fixed in the truth, perhaps a little more wizened with the years. You were always my friend and guide. They say you left your body, your eyes large as if looking at something. You closed your eyes peacefully and were gone. I know that Lord Chaitanya was the object of your vision. What can I do now but lament that you have gone? You have left us, and the only way we can get your association again is to go back to Godhead. Please always smile on your younger brother. Perhaps one day I can get the association of my sattvic self. I beg to remain your eternal servant, Janakiraj Das.
Thank you, Ranshwar Prabhu. Just quickly.